Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Isn't it brilliant? Because we love getting emails from you all and messages and stuff. It's great, isn't it?
Yes, well, we've had some belters. This one is from Dave Rose. And the first instruction is to be read in a Geordie accent. That must be you, Si.
Is it? Well, you're not a Geordie, and I think you should read it in a Geordie accent, Dave. Go on.
Well, I might as well, because everybody thinks I'm a Geordie.
They do, you know.
I have any Geordies. I love them. They've been good to me over the past, but I have got my own cultural identity too. However...
He's from Cumbria.
And oh, way! Anyway, to be read in a Geordie accent, Dave and all of you in the northeast, I apologise. Thou shalt do mine best. Wee man! What a great show, Leek. I'm loving the music you're playing and even not mentioning for the animals. Hey, well done, Petlam. Just caught the beginning when you were tacking about the Yorkshire so-and-so. Maybe that's a Sunday amnesty. Waiting to hear that. Well, I got Al's back up by saying we have Yorkshires with everything. But in more defence, I am under great pressure to supply them. Today, it's lamb and Yorkshires. Of course... The reason is because I make such fantastic Yorkshire puddings. Nah, I didn't care what you were all say, Yorkshire with everything prevailing Urhus. Still a great show, though, me Maras. Cheers. Dave Rose, originally from South Shields, but now living in Gloucester. See what I mean? He starts in South Shields, and now he's in the Cotswolds with David Cameron.
I tell you what, I bet he's not talking like that anymore, Dave. Yeah. I bet he's lost his head. I bet he talks like that and said, oh, hi.
Hi, my name's Dave, like the other Dave.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, though, I like Yorkshire with everything. Do you remember we did lamb, actually, in Turkey on a rooftop, and we invented the Turkishshire pudding?
We did. And can you remember we had three of these little lads? You know, that was on the other day, you know, over the Easter holidays, and there was these three little lads eating Turkishshire puddings. Yeah. And we're going, what do you think? And they were like...
It is very good.
Very interesting thing. Yes, very good.
Very interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. It was. What we did, Yorkshire pudding, we put like cumin and coriander and spices in. It was kind of all right. But you don't know, but Yorkshire puddings, nice with lamb, put some mushrooms in your pudding batter. Aye. Lovely.
Oh, aye. Mushroom puddings.
And for pork or chicken, make it with sage and honey and Yorkshire puddings.
Oh.
Nice.
Now you're talking, you're just saying that to get me all rude, innit?
It's Sunday.
Oh, yeah, look, we've got another one, Dave, from Peter Toole. What's Peter got to say? Subject, good luck, fellas. Well, that's nice. Thanks, Peter. Oh, hiya, fellas. So happy that you've joined our favourite radio station. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Wishing you all the best for the show. Oh, well, that's very kind. Thank you, Peter. Si, you've come a long way. Oh, Si, you've come a long way since we were kids practising in our own rock band in the old coal yard in Birtley. Flipping heck. Me, you, Mickey Green and Gary Layden. Dear me. I do remember that. That was remarkable. Well, quite good, I seem to remember. Slightly drunk, but quite good. Yes, that was good. Crack that. Didn't we do a gig with them? Didn't we do a benefit gig for the miners at that point? I think we did. Anyway, never mind. It was brilliant. Well, and thank you for the memory, because I've lost most of it, which is brilliant. So thanks for that, Peter.
So, Kiki, did Peter ask you to read that email in a Geordie accent too, or are we just putting it on for a laugh?
I was just putting it on for a laugh.
Hey. Yes. Well, like Led Zeppelin, we don't half ramble on.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Journalists do get it wrong from time to time. Do you remember early on in our careers, it was in, I think it was the Evening Standard or something, where they said that we were obviously... two drama school boys that have been cleverly put together by a production company. Nah, you couldn't be wrong there.
Yeah, just you couldn't be, you stupid people.
Right. I still think our best headline was, it was in the first programme where I didn't realise we were rolling. I said to you, here, Kingy, you remember that I had that funniest dream last night that Delia Smith came to me naked with a big bowl of her garlic mash. Anyway, goes out, thought nothing, does it? Next time, TV chef fantasises over naked Delia. It's great, that, though.
It was
but Delia still thought it was dead funny, didn't she?
Oh, she was lush, Delia. She's been a great supporter of ours, Delia Smith, hasn't she?
And it's
so if you listen, Delia, turn over from that radio station that you listen to and listen to us, because we love you.
We love Delia. You never get a duff Delia.
You never do.
The Harry Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.
Now, listeners, our Dave, he gets, like, focused on stuff, you know, and he had his iPhone, and we were sat in the back of the car, and he's going, "Can you listen to this, man? Tell us, Cooper, but I'll bite your face off." And we were looking at the video and stuff, and we were getting out of the car as we were watching it, and then Dave, just before we're supposed to meet people in the studio, goes, "I'll bite your face off!" And he's and I'm going, "Will you shut up?" He's got this thing, and it's this soundtrack. It was absolutely hysterical. These people are going, sorry? Hello. Yes, I'm sorry, this is Dave. Oh, hey! He was off.
I'd be rock and roll Tourette's.
You did, you do.
I'll bite your face off.
He gets that, he does. And he says it all the way through the day, you know, because he gets, like, phrases in his head.
Well, it's earworms, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, you're like that with musicals, though. Honestly, you go up to him, whistle something from Oklahoma, that's it, he's gone for the day.
Oh, no.
Secret's out, you know.
I know.
Oklahoma. He loves show tunes. South Pacific's one of his favourites.
Oh, I like that. Only though, to be fair, only when I'm tired.
Yeah, when he's tired. We could be cooking something, and if all of a sudden he starts humming 101 pounds of fun, that's my little honey bun, I know we're in for a long haul.
And the other one, what's the other one I sing? Oh, I do that. What's the other one? Now, when I talk to God, I hope he'll understand. He said, "Stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to." I sing that as well.
Oh, just chop the onion, Kingy.
Exactly. Kingy, man, shut up, will you?
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers. And the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
When was your first moment that you realised you liked girls?
Oh, there was a mate of my sister's called Leslie, and she had the biggest record collection in the world. It was like vinyl from ever to whenever. It was immense, and she wore leather pants, and she played the saxophone. Oh, man, that was it. I definitely knew I liked girls. What about you?
I must have been about 8 years old, and my dad took me to see A Million Years B.C. with Raquel Welch.
Oh.
And you know, when she had that fur bikini on.
Oh,
and I just thought, there's got to be something going on, you know.
Yeah.
And what a dreadful film, A Million Years B.C. But, you know, I went for the dinosaurs.
Aye.
I've come out something else, really.
Do you know, did you ever believe, like when you were little, you used to have urban myths that if you touched a girl's boobs, you'd get them pregnant and that?
No, but I do remember my dad tried to explain the facts of life. Now, how can I put it? I can't go down this road.
No, it's probably best we don't, Dave, to be honest.
Welcome to the Hairy Bikers Nosh Pit.
This is it. It's the moment has arrived. We are pitting in the Nosh. The Nosh Pit.
Oh. Yep, and today's Nosh Pit song is Peaches by the Stranglers. It's kind of quite important two ways, really, because it always used to be the song that introduced Keith Floyd, didn't it? Floyd would be on doing his magic. And it's wonderful. Well, we've got the simplest recipe we have ever done.
Oh.
If you are culinary challenged, you can do this one. And it's a little recipe we picked up when we were down the Mississippi. It's a peaches and cream malted milkshake.
Uh-huh.
We went to a malt shop.
We did.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And we learned how to malt.
We did.
They're very sweet, though. Too sweet for some.
Oh, man. It makes your cheeks go inwards.
Mm. Anyway, this one's great. You get your blender or your little thingy device.
Yes.
You put a can of peaches in.
Yes.
Then you take 5 tablespoons. That's 5 tablespoons or 10 dessert spoons.
Yes.
Of malted milk drink powder, such as Horlicks.
Horlicks? We've gone all flipping Mississippi. You can't put Horlicks in it.
Other malted drinks are available. Horlicks. Why does that make me laugh?
I don't know.
It's a malt, isn't it? Malt.
No, it is. You can get other malt, though, can't you?
You can, Ovaltine.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Aye, but
we are the Ovaltine.
Teenies, little girls and boys. Your peach juices are in. So your peach slices are in. Your malty milk drink powder, such as Horlicks, Ovaltine, other brands are available, goes in. Then put a tub of vanilla ice cream in, roughly 5 scoops.
whip it up!
And you will have a peaches and cream malted milkshake.
We got there eventually.
It's strangely nice, though.
It certainly is.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
I think they're a really underrated band, Slade.
Yes, so do I. So
and Noddy Holder's got an amazing voice.
And he's got a great hand with a sausage. He likes sausages, Noddy Holder. He's a big fan.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. He does all the... He goes to all these sausage competitions.
Really?
Yeah, he does, yeah. Yeah, well, I see him in farm shops, like, you know, with, like, handing prizes over for sausages.
Noddy's bangers.
Exactly.
Aye.
It's better than Noddy's nuts.
Oh, no, that's Nobby's.
Oh, is it?
We can't advertise.
Oh, can't we?
Other nuts are available.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but no, I used to love Slade. You know, those stack heel boots and everything. Do you know, once, in the day,
yeah,
I had, like, a pair of shoes and I couldn't afford them. So what I did was... I glued, Evo-sticked, cork tiles to the soles of my shoes and I took myself up 2 inches.
Oh, God. I'm just picturing this with a pair of split-kneed loons. I can't even say that.
No, it was post-loons. Come on, get real.
It was post-loons?
No.
I can't get it. What?
With me do-it-yourself stack-heel boots with this 2 inches of glued-together cork tiles on me boots. I tell you what, though, Kingy, every time I passed a puddle, I could walk on water.
I'll tell you what you see, Dynamo, hit your heart out.
Si and Dave, Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
Hey, right, now, serious matters here.
Yes.
It's the Sunday Roast Amnesty.
Oh, no.
And we have a very serious inquiry from Dave Whistler.
Oh, Dave.
Mr. King.
The subject is not a disaster, really. Hi, guys. This one wasn't a disaster, but... And he's put that in capitals. I was doing a slow roasted leg of lamb recipe that I've done many times before. It roasted long and slow with onions, a full throttle of white wine and half a jar of cranberry sauce. And at the end, when the lamb's resting, you can either reduce the gravy or, if pushed for time, thicken it with corn flour. David?
Nice. Sounds nice.
Yes. I did this, but had no joy, so put a bit more in. That's the corn flour, I'm presuming. And a bit more. Then I discovered I was using ice and sugar. You dirty minger, Dave.
Oh, sugary lamb.
Oh, sweetly
chops.
Hey, Dave, he served it anyway. And it was so successful, the family asked me to do it again.
Oh. What?
And we do it that way every time. Sure, going great and enjoying it. Well, thanks very much. I'm from Roland's Gill, by the way. Oh, are you?
Oh, great.
Yeah, mate.
Dave Whistler's diabetic lamb.
That's never right, is it?
Thicken your gravy with icing sugar.
That's minging, Dave, that.
Nah, that's wrong, that. And you got all the sweetness from your cranberry sauce. You know, is it... Yeah, I suppose you don't need pudding after that, do you?
Well, it depends. You see, I know.
What does he serve for pudding? Anchovies in his house.
But, Dave, it depends.
Anything for a savoury boost. I very often down on the Tyne, we're washing up our lamb with icing sugar. We were so poor we couldn't afford corn flour, so it didn't thicken it, but it was awful nice. We put it on ice cream afterwards instead of monkey's blood.
But the thing is, what's great, Dave mentioned anchovies, you see, with lamb. Anchovies with lamb and garlic, fantastic, because it's an old-fashioned Victorian seasoning that you have with lamb, you see, and it's very pleasant it is too. However, icing sugar is not.
No.
So what I would suggest you do, Dave Whistler, is keep the ice and sugar in the ice and sugar packet and keep the corn flour in the corn flour packet. That way you won't get confused, you big thicket.
Si and Dave, Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
We love getting your emails, we love getting your problems, and we love solving them.
We do.
We do.
So it would be a good idea, if you want to email in, please do. You know what, you can email us at thehairyrockshow@planetrock.com because that's where we are, in the ether. And just anything, you know, anything. That's a great story. We've had some great, great emails through, so thanks very much. Keep them coming.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.